This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank Jaco's with us in Canada. And we're talking about gas, natural gas, propane, and we'll be talking about water softening in just a second. I just have another question, Frank. I'll bet you there are students out there who want to install gas logs. Maybe they have a fireplace, and or they want to cut a hole in the wall and put in a ventless, meaning no vent, gas log set for an emergency, or maybe just a propane hang on the wall kind of a heater in case of an emergency that uses, you know, let's say 33,000, 35,000, 30,000 BTUs of gas, which is, you know, quite low, roughly a third of a gallon per hour. Frank, what about someone thinking, well, you know, I could just get one of those rubber hoses and hook up from the gas line and just run another 10 feet over to where I would hang this propane heater on the wall or install gas logs. What about rubber hoses and doing that? What are your concerns, please?
Well, we have to be kind of careful because the Canadian gas code is quite restricted, so much more than the United States. Now, is that good or bad? I don't know. One of the things that I wish many a times I could do is a fireplace that you didn't have to vent it outside, a ventless fireplace, and it's a no-no up here. And, of course, I started thinking, but, like, you have a gas stove in the house, and it's 30,000, 40,000 BTUs. But it's, so, therefore, I can't really answer 100% to that question of yours. The other thing about code is you can't have, that flux line, that rubber line is what we call part of the component of the appliance. So it needs to be in the same room as the appliances. Then if it does, it doesn't mean you can't do it, and I've seen it done, and so on and so forth, but it's no longer to code. Now, this thing with code, it's for our students to understand. You can do almost anything on everything, okay? And as long as there's no problem, you're fine. However, here is the kicker. If something happens, and the fire chief comes along, and because one day I'll tell you a story about a fire that I had, which is none of my cause, but it took me to a great experience of learning. So something happens, the fire chief comes along and says, oh, this is the cost. There it goes. Your insurance says, hey, you shouldn't have done that, you shouldn't have done this, you did this wrong, you did that wrong. I am sorry, you build your own house because we're not going to give you a cent. And that is one of the important things about doing this. So, therefore, there's nothing wrong with doing, because anybody can do anything in their house, but at least try to follow some of the code. And if you don't know, you got to ask around, you got to do research, just like you say, don't listen to what Frank is saying, do your own research, and then go accordingly.
Yeah, Frank, you know, there are a lot of laws that I have, you know, concern about, but I really don't have many concerns about safety codes, like the electric code, the gas codes. I kind of like them. Actually, I do like them, and when I build to exceed the code. Whatever the code is, I usually go beyond that in terms of the safety. Now, as far as a rubber hose, I would not want one of those in my house, because if there's a fire, that rubber hose can burn, and then you can have a propane leak or a natural gas leak. That doesn't make sense to me to do that.
Yeah.
But what does make sense, and here's, maybe this is the easy answer. So run, if you have iron pipe, continue that iron pipe within, let's say, 3 feet of the appliance, the propane heater, and then come out with that flexible stainless steel.
That's right.
Pipe, which is what's used for a gas dryer or a gas cooking stove to go from the iron pipe, the black iron, to the actual appliance. Is that the right way to do it?
That is absolutely the right way, because those corrugated connections that can come as long as 4 feet. Actually, they can come as long as 6 feet, special ordered. But those, you look at the label, it says appliance connector, and it's meant for exactly what you're saying, connecting gas stoves, connecting gas dryers, and so on and so forth. Yeah, and that would be the way that I would definitely would go.
So the difference in what we've been talking about today is, if you have an appliance that's going to be outside, like a generator, that's different. Rubber hose leaking outside is, in my world, less dangerous than a gas line leaking inside the house. So, and if you have a fire inside with a rubber hose and you evacuate, that rubber hose can burn, the gas can continue to leak, and you could have 500 gallons of gas leaking, you know, unless it's shut off. So I would be very concerned. Actually, here's something I would not do. I would not use a rubber hose for gas in the house. I would not do it. And one last thing, Craig, about the propane generators. It seems to me that propane is the way to go for many reasons. One, it costs less per gallon. So I paid $1.60 for the last fill-up, which was, you know, within the last month, per gallon of propane. Propane has 90% roughly of the BTUs that gasoline has. It depends on how you measure it, but somewhere around 90%. So you can use that equation or that factor in whether propane is more economical than gasoline. But here's what propane does. Propane burns cleaner, as we mentioned, and propane stores a lot better if you don't have a leak. So the propane that you get today will be the same propane 100 years from now if you don't have a leak. So it doesn't go bad like gasoline does.
No.
So it's really kind of nice for a generator, as far as I can tell. I can't think of a better fuel for a generator in terms of cleanliness, ease of use, and storability. I can't think of anything better than propane.
Absolutely. And this week, Ken, I was winterizing all my appliance things outside, the grass cutting machine and so on and so forth. So Kyle's answer to that SUFA thing, I think it's called the thing you put into your gas, SUFA, is it? And so there you go. I said, thank God, because I always have a problem starting my things in the springtime. And your engine starter fluid, because you don't like to pull too much, that works.
Hey, well, you know, I look at the pull start, whether it's a lawnmower that hasn't been started in a while. You know, I'm talking like 6 months. I look at that, and I look at how far away is that starting fluid? Well, it's another 15 feet. So I'll just walk that 15 feet and spray the starting fluid in the air cleaner, and then usually one or two pulls rather than, you know, 5 or 6 or 10 pulls. Yeah.
There you are, class. So, tune in every day and you will learn definitely something, like you say. But this is the thing, and like I had to protect my gasoline in my lawnmower and so on and so forth, which in propane I don't buy, you know, so my tank beside and so on and so forth. Now, I want to go another step further, and that is, students, propane doesn't smell, and I think you know that too. But for safety, a chemical is put and mixed with the propane, and that chemical is called mercaptan. You don't have to know the name, but I'll tell you, it smells like rotten eggs. And it's, you know, it's so funny when you go into a customer's home and he says, oh, I smell propane all over my house. La, 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 la. My heart doesn't go bumping all over the place, because I know, yes, there is a bit of a propane leak, but that smell, the the rotten egg smell caused by this chemical called mercaptan really, really, really stinks the whole house out. And one of the things that most times that in wintertime that I get is especially if your tank runs out of propane, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, okay? I mean, water softeners are still there in class. I haven't forgotten in class. I'm hoping to be here a number of other Mondays. So it's like a surprise, our classes, isn't it? People tune in, want to know water softeners.
Yeah.
Here we're talking about, again,
yeah,
propane. But the thing is, there's so many things to know, and as long as you have the knowledge, and then it's fine. So what happens is that your propane runs out. Guess what's mostly in the top of that propane tank? This chemical called mercaptan. It comes out because it's still kind of a vapor form, but it doesn't ignite because mercaptan doesn't ignite. So you get this humongous smell coming from your furnace, from your fireplace, and so on and so forth. So students, yes, shut the gas down. If you start smelling a rotten egg smells, but don't like get overly scared that your whole house is going to explode. Do you kind of agree with me on that?
Yeah,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes, class. What Frank is saying is that this is added to propane and also natural gas. I believe it's the same smell.
Yeah, for sure.
So that you go, whoa, this smells bad. Something's wrong. Just to give you a heads up right away, that's what this is. But what Frank is saying also is if you run out of propane at the tank and if you disconnect the line, you will still smell that smell for weeks, weeks because of the mercaptan. It's not like you have, well, you may not have a leak, but it smells for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So If you want to find out if you have a propane leak, it's detergent bubbles. Add some dishwashing detergent to some water. Spray it on the connections or the hose, wherever you think you might have a leak. And if you see bubbles, you have a leak.
Yep. And class, don't forget the little trick that I told you. And you explained it so nicely last time we did that. When you're mixing your soap to do your leak testing, so that you know, oh boy, how much salt to water, much this, to that, is just take a bit of that soap water spray, put it between your, I guess, your thumb and the finger next to it. I don't know, my fingers. and kind of expand that to see if that bubble kind of soap thing will stay until you actually open your finger. Do you remember that?
Yeah. And you can do the same thing with engine oil. And when synthetic oil first came out in the 1980s, I did that exact experiment. I wanted to see what the difference between synthetic oil and conventional oil was. So I took a drop, put it between my thumb and forefinger, and I tried to stretch the oil. And you can only stretch it a little bit. And what you find out with synthetic oil, it does not have the surface tension that conventional oil has. You can't stretch it very far at all. And that's one way you can probably very easily tell the difference between conventional oil and synthetic oil. Yep.
Well,
Frank,
Mrs. Pacheco,
water softeners, right?
Walking down the hallway, and I said, "What do you call this finger?" And she says, "It's the pointing finger," and she points at me. So it's the pointing finger and your thumb, and you spray your soap or put your soap between the pointing finger and your thumb, and you kind of expand that radius, and that bubble soap should not burst until, and if it does, then means you need to add more soap.
Yeah. All right. We're going to talk about water softeners when we come back.
Yeah.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Pacheco's with us in Canada, and we're talking about water softeners now. Frank, you have a pretty long syllabus. yeah, pretty long syllabus on water softeners. Yeah, please let us know.
Well, last time we kind of laughed, and I kind of give what I thought was a decent down-to-earth explanation what a softener would be like, and I kind of referred to the dishwasher. The dishwasher body is your water softener component, and as you put your dishes, dirty dishes in, it's like putting your calcium, magnesium down through your softener, and then it comes a time where you have a dishwasher full of dishes, and now you have to do a wash, which is basically, and of course the dishwasher does that wash, you come out, the inside of the dishwasher, the dishes are all clean, rejuvenating needs to happen. But that was just kind of an example to tell you how basic softener is. But let me now go for our students who are more into it, what it's all about. Okay, you got this tank, but manufacturers that make these water softeners, they will manufacture something called a resin. And a resin is, it's kind of like little sand, a little bit more than sand, except when water comes in contact, it becomes a bit of a slime thing. Now, I've seen it, I've done it, because I've had to clean and redo the beds of these softeners. But trust me, it's not something that you want to kind of fool around with your hands when it's wet. But see, manufacturers make this resin, and they make it so that it has a polarity of minus one. And I know this is chemistry, but just kind of let's just do the minus and pluses and not worry so much about the ion concept and so on and so forth. But the thing is, this resin is manufactured with a polarity of a minus one, okay? And what happened, and the reason for the manufacturers have decided on that number is because they've all, and that's just from testing, that magnesium and calcium has an ion or valence of plus two. Guess what? You got a minus one, and you got a plus two. Opposites attract. So what happens is then this bed of resin that's mostly the component in a softener, and this water comes down to it, and you got this calcium, magnesium with a plus two, you got your resin with a minus one. Of course, what happened is that resin kind of just picks them out of the water, because of the attraction, and your nice, beautiful water comes down. But here's the kicker. Well, when that resin was first put into your working position, it was full of the sodium ion. Now, the sodium is salt, and it has a valence of one. So right at the beginning, when I set up something up, one of the first things I've got to do is get it set up, do a backwash, bring water in, so on and so forth, la, 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 la. And what that is prepares my bed on that softener with resin and the salt, okay? So then you start using it. The calcium and magnesium comes down the line. It kicks the sodium ion out because it only has a valence of one. Calcium and magnesium has a power of two. It kicks down, so then you get your nice water softening good down. And, of course, it keeps on doing that and doing that and doing that until such time. And that's all controlled by mechanics, times, and so on and so forth, gallons of water, until such time that this machine says, hey, I ran enough water. I think I'm full with calcium and magnesium or whatever. And it starts to do what we call the backwash. And the backwash is water going actually backwards, cleaning everything up. And well, here.
we'll
come back.
The backwash is
music.
Yeah, as Frank said, the backwash is going backwards. It's just like backwashing a sand pool filter,
mm-hmm.
And you want to clean the bed. The filter bed and remove the debris. That's exactly what's happening. We'll be right back to flesh out even more of this.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
News update. Intense negotiations underway on a possible deal to release dozens of hostages held by Hamas. authorities saying crews have extinguished a train fire in Atlanta that happened after two trains collided Friday morning. The fire happening after a Norfolk Southern train crashed into a CSX train at around 6:30 a.m., causing eight CSX train cars to go off the rails. Reactions have begun to pour in following the death of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. Current First Lady Jill Biden remembering her while meeting with service members and their families in Virginia. Speaker Mike Johnson said he'll release more than 40,000 hours of footage that was taken at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021 when protesters stormed the halls of Congress because they were angry about the 2020 election. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash. Thank
God you're take my when you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, first in class, this is a little more detailed than most people would believe initially, and Frank's teaching exactly how water softeners work. There's chemistry involved, so you're learning about chemistry 101. You really are. College chemistry 101.
Well, in my mind, just to make it very simple, as I said, just keep those numbers that the resin is minus polarity minus 1, calcium magnesium has this polarity of plus 2, and salt has this polarity of 1. And it's a very interesting science how they made a $2 billion industry out of understanding how all these chemicals. I think every other house has a water softener. So we were last talking about the backwash, which is basically to clean. And I'm going to go fairly fast because there's more important things from a student's perspective than knowing them. I mean, obviously, I'm in a bit of the water business, so I need to understand. But let's keep on going. So all of a sudden, this thing goes to what we call a backwash. Manufacturers like to put this to happen around 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why. I'm awake at 2 o'clock in the morning a lot of the time, so I hear my softener come on, but they say, well, hardly any water is used at that time, and so on and so on and so forth. But that's changeable, okay? If you're a night owl and sleep till 10, you may want to change the backwash kind of concept. But the backwash is basically gets rid of all the pure impurities on that softener bed. And then comes the most important part, and that is the brine part and the what we call recharging of the resin. And then you say to yourself, okay, salt is plus one, calcium and magnesium is two. There should be a little bit more polarity. But the thing is this, the brine, and that's why it's so important to have that brine tank properly, it comes flooding down that water softener that the magnesium and calcium has no other choice but to just, like, pulled away, pushed away, and down the line. And now your resin gets recharged and bang bang and you're ready for, and this is just a little thing in my mindset, and then it says ready for service, and I have such a hard time thinking what do they mean ready for service, ready for me to service it, is there something wrong with it? But it's really saying it's ready for the customer to use.
It should say.
If you're watching your softener and it says ready for service, don't think there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's just ready for you to use, actually. I don't know why they use that word.
It should be ready for use.
Exactly.
Right. you're right. You're right, Frank. I am so puzzled with some of the terminology in lots of devices.
Yeah.
I don't know who's writing these things, but I don't know what language they studied, but it's a little difficult to understand what they mean.
Yeah.
So, Frank, my understanding is that the bed is coated with salt, right? And then it's rinsed, correct?
That's right.
And so some people who have, you know, a low salt or salt restrictions might be concerned about the salt in their water that's been treated by a water softener. I can tell you for a fact, I do not taste even a hint of salinity in our water that is fully water softened. Is there a concern? Is that a real concern?
Well, okay. Here, from my technical point of view and from a customer's, if you do taste the salt, you probably do not have that the machine set properly. You can literally, and those are what we call parameters for the homeowner, you can literally go into those parameters and make sure that your installer leaves these instructions behind. Unfortunately, we, and sometimes I'm a little guilty, but I usually bring it back to the counselor just so that I wanted to make photocopies of what I was doing. There will be a manual that says you can decide how much brine wash will be in there, okay? So it can be, you know, an hour, half an hour, 15 minutes. And most of the times it's by people. You tell how many people are actually using that water softener, and the machine will calculate the amount of salt or the brine that's going to be introduced to that system. And so if you don't taste any salt, then you're perfectly okay. So if, on the other hand, if you start seeing stains and a bit of calcium, a bit of hard modern skin, then you're not having enough salt. So it's okay. A compromise.
So, Frank, in our case, we can use our water as an example. So we have well water class. And back when Sears Roebuck and Company was selling water softeners, you could go into Sears and you could say, I'd like to buy one of your water softeners. But in order to find, or if you talked to a salesperson that knew what he was doing, he'd say, well, let me give you this free test kit. And it came with a little mailer and a little sample bottle, and you'd run the water for 60 seconds, cold water, to flush out the pipe. Then you'd put maybe an ounce or so of water in this bottle and put the cap on it, fill out a questionnaire, how many people are in your house and, you know, the location of your house and those kinds of things. And you'd send it back, and, you know, a week or so later, you'd get a report, or 2 weeks later, and it would say what was the contents of the water, hardness and those kinds of things, clear water, iron. And it would recommend a specific water treatment system based on an independent analysis. And it worked great, and it was free. So I did that, and it came back saying that we had, 11 grains of hardness. So I set our water softener. You can set it for exactly what you said, the recharge time. So when do you want this thing to cycle? And I said 1 a.m. So just after midnight, this thing goes off and it starts recharging. It takes maybe an hour and a half. It does it automatically. And then the next thing is I set the level of salt. And there's an indicator on the inside that says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And when you pour the salt in, I only put in a bag and a half or so, and top it off with one bag. So I set it for 2, and that's the height of the salt in this stack or this column. And then I set time of day, which you can change the time of day.
Yep.
And then the next thing you can do is set how many grains of hardness, and I set 11. Now, I've experimented. So if you say I've got, let's say, 22 grains of hardness, it's going to recharge way more often, and the water's going to be salty, right?
Yep.
And if you say, let's say, 8 grains of hardness, which is below the 11 that they recommend that I set it for, because we have 11 grains of hardness, then what will happen is in the shower you'll find out that you might run out of soft water and you need more soap and your hair doesn't come out as soft and silky and you use more razor blades and, you know, because the water is much harder.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll use more detergent in your dishwasher, more detergent in your washing machine. So you can tweak it. You can tweak it. You can say, well, you know, 11's working pretty well. Let's try 10. And that would reduce it by the amount of salt used by about 10%, roughly. So you can tweak it and save salt.
Absolutely.
The next question, Frank, is how much salt do we use? Do you have a number for that? Like a daily amount of salt or monthly?
I don't. Not from the top of my head, no.
Okay. I did a test, and this is – I've only been doing it for years, so I don't know other than, you know, doing it for years. We use about one bag of salt, and it's 40 pounds. And we use either Morton or Diamond crystal, and they're both fine for us. And we use roughly 1 pound per day.
Wow.
So the national average, according to my memory, is between, let's say, 30 pounds a month to 80 pounds per month. So we are using, you know, on the low side of what the national average is. So
that's great.
It's 1 pound per day, roughly. And I think if I wanted to, I could get it down to, you know, 9/10 of a pound. But then the next question, Frank, is where does the salt go? So you pour it in this brine tank, and then it disappears. And then you add some more, and you add some more, and you add some more. So we're adding 40 pounds of salt roughly every 40 days, or just around it, 12 bags of salt, 40 pounds each per year.
Yeah.
Where does the salt go?
Well, obviously, as you're using, it goes down your drain. And I've been told if you are in a septic system that it's not a crime. To be honest with you, I have a septic system. I've had it for many years. I've never had any problems with it. But basically, it gets used. Taking a shower, there goes down the drain, so on and so forth. Uh-huh. So, do you know? And now I'm being a student. Do you know if salt has any impact on the reaping bed and septic system at all?
Well, yeah, it does. And here's what we don't do, Frank. I'm a little bit off on a tangent here, but what we don't use, because we have a septic system, it has a 1,500-gallon tank, and they say you should have it pumped out every few years. Well, that's not true. Mm-hmm. I think if you just have people living in the house and you're careful with what you do, you do not have a garbage disposal, and you just, we feed the potato peels to the chickens and the wild animals, so we don't throw things down the septic system that don't need to go there, and we don't put fat down there and those kinds of things. So what I do know is that chlorine from a washing machine is really hard on a septic system, so we don't use chlorine. We don't use that in the washing machine. However, there's probably a little bit of powdered chlorine in dishwashing detergent. So that's the only thing that goes down. But salt, I do know, is a problem. And salt, the Romans, what they did was they would salt the earth so that crops wouldn't grow, when they devastated their enemy's land. So what I do is I make very sure that I don't put salt, the drain, in an area that will kill vegetation, trees, grass, plants. You certainly don't want to water your garden with salt water. That's for sure. Unless you don't want, it saves a lot of work. You won't have to worry about picking vegetables. That's for sure.
And that's like if someone is doing, when I do an installation, it's another step. It may cost another few hundred dollars, but like, why use water softened water to do your lawnmower? For two reasons. What you're saying, you're putting salt in that grass, and then you wonder why that grass is not green, and then you go out and buy a chemical to make the grass green. So when I do my installations, I recommend that we take a different line before the softener, so that you then can use that. The grass doesn't care about the calcium too much, maybe even it likes it. But the glass... These are the things. Someone comes along to your house and says, I'm going to install a water softener. And now like, are you going to install me an extra line so that my outside taps are not being used in soft water? And the amount of money that you will save will more than compensate whatever the gentleman is going to charge you extra for doing that. Huh? And it's not that. I mean, it's not. Some homes are a little bit more difficult because the pipes are hidden, but you can always find a way around it. Huh?
Yeah. So. There's a little bit more we can flesh out here.
Sure.
And Frank hit on a really, really important point. Probably something you're only going to learn here at USA Prepares.
But we'll flesh that out. He's so fat, I don't know what we're going to do with him.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just want you all to know, class, it's all my fault. I mean, I get sidewobbled with with all these thoughts that are going through my mind. You know, Frank had a great syllabus. I guess we're going to have to move that, some of that to next Monday. But, Frank, here's what we did in our house. I want to share this with you. But you mentioned this. Now, this part's all your fault. So when we built our house, I put in a whole house water filter. Okay, but before that, I tapped off four connections to faucets around the house so that, and hydrants, so that we can use untreated, unfiltered water for watering the cows, watering the chickens, you know, washing cars, you know, those kinds of things. Faucets outside and faucets for watering the garden. But then after that, in the plumbing, in the scheme of plumbing, meaning after that in piping, plumbing, I have a whole house water filter, 5 microns. And then from that it goes, taps off for some of the toilets. So the toilets flush with just filtered but not softened water. Because toilets use a lot of water in the scheme of things. Probably the number one use of water in a house would be flushing the toilets, right? Mm-hmm. And then we have water going into the water softener. So the rest of the house for, let's say, the faucets in the bathroom, the showers, and I have one toilet that's connected to soft water because I wanted to see the difference. And so the dishwasher, washing machine, kitchen sink, you know, the domestic uses softened water. And here's what I learned, that the softened water, the toilet fill valve has zero problems after 18 years. Zero problems whatsoever. The hard water for two of the toilets in the house, the fill valve gets plugged up with calcium. No question about it. And I also believe that the inside of the S-trap in the toilet, when you flush it, the water goes down the toilet, that gets coated on the inside because they don't put porcelain coating on the inside of the S-trap. So it builds up calcium, 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 and pretty soon it's pretty rough, and toilets don't want to flush as well. But that is not the case with the soft water. Yeah. But there's a tremendous price to pay you know, softening water that really does not need to be softened, which would be for toilets. Your comments on that, please.
Well, I mean, as I've said many a times, Vince, you're a man who does what he speaks. I can see that every part of your house, you definitely had some thought in it, because that is absolutely amazing how you took something as simple as water coming from a well to a tap, and look how you went down the line before even having that 5 micron filter in there. You made it go out, then you had the 5 micron to certain things. Yeah, the toilet, yeah, that's where it becomes a little bit, but you've done testing, so you know that unsoftened water will do quite a bit of damage to your toilets, and software it doesn't. But see, that's the thing, and knowledge is power, class, and I don't know how hard it would be to change some of these things around, but if you are rebuilding or replumbing or doing your house, if you could just keep these things in the back of your mind, you will have the most perfect house in the United States.
Well, I got to tell you, I was patting myself on the back, and I pulled my shoulder out of joint doing this, patting myself on the back. And we have this joke around our house, like, does your shoulder hurt? And I go, yeah, it hurts. But I said to Mrs. Finelli and our son, I said, do you know that we have not had a single electrical problem and we have not had a single plumbing problem in 18 years?
Mm-hmm. I know. You solder all your joints. And when I heard that, wow, this guy went beyond.
But we haven't had any problems.
Exactly. I know.
And people call me in to, you know, they have an electrical contractor come and wire their house. And then, you know, a year later they go, the socket's not working. And the next one is, actually three of them in the room, three out of four aren't working. And what's wrong? And what I see is they use the screw terminals instead of using a pigtail the way I do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they do it the quick way. And then later on there's a problem with the outlets not working. It's because of the guy who installed them.
Chapter of electrical things. Eh? Oh, man. But there's still more to do about softeners and things like that. And we'll talk. Our classes think, well, from my perspective, I don't know, hope from the students who seem to go so fast. So anyway, it's fun. But it's, I don't know how much more time we have. I look at my clock here.
We got a couple minutes. Just a couple minutes.
And I'm going to just change this up because one of the emails that I sent to you, the power of the radio and how it's so beautiful for you to be listening, sitting down, and trying to wonder, as I many times have wondered, is Vince, is he sitting in a round table? Is he sitting in a long table? Does he have 5, 6 computers in front of him? For the class, in my class, I'm sitting in an 8x8 room. I have so many papers around with service notes for today, for tomorrow, for next week, quotes to be hung there. And as I said to you, all this mess, I do have a picture of Mrs. Pacheco, and I look at her and calms me down.
Yeah. Well, Frank, a clean desk is a sign of an empty mind.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.